Well,
you
could.
Boss,
no,
huh?
Now, well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Now, whether you boys believe it or not, we're going to do history.
Huh?
Yes, Bottom, they are. And you can stop saying that immediately unless you want the stick. Actually, I prepared this history lesson to give you last time, but we didn't even get a start on it.
No, sir.
No, we spent the whole lesson talking about demagogues.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I know it's right.
Yeah, well, do you know what I reckon?
No, Bottomley, I don't. And what's more, I don't want it. We've already wasted a whole lesson over that, so just forget it.
Why, sir?
Well, if... Never mind why, Stafford, just forget it, that's all.
Ah.
And look at the blackboard.
Strike, look.
Now, read that heading.
Heading?
Read that heading on the blackboard.
Yes, sir.
House of Tudor, 1485 to 1603.
Right, read it again.
The House of Tudor, 1485 to 1603.
Good. Now then, Bottomley, what does that mean?
What does it mean?
Yes.
Well, just at a rough guess, I'd say it meant the House of Tudor, 1485 to 1603.
Would you?
Sure.
Now, all right, I know that, but explain it.
Explain it?
Look, you're just purposely trying to be obstinate.
No, I'm not.
Well, keep quiet and stamp it.
Yes, sir.
Do you know what that means?
No, sir.
You've got no idea?
No, sir.
Do you mean to sit there and say that it conveys nothing at all? I mean to you. That to you, the House of Tudor, 1485 to 1603, might mean fish and chips are 3 and 6 a pound.
Are they?
Yes.
No, they're not.
Well, I thought they were.
What are you buying? Goldfish?
No, silverfish.
No,
I mean, listen, Serves you right, Bottomley. You had your chance to answer the question and you missed it, so you can just keep out of it.
Yes, sir.
Exactly. Well, listen, Stamper. Would you like to take yourself completely by surprise and use your brains?
Yes, sir.
Well, use them.
How do you mean, sir?
Oh, look, don't you know anything?
Yes, sir.
Well, it doesn't look like it.
Well, I know silverfish aren't 3 and 6 a pound.
Aren't they?
No, sir.
All right, well, nobody said they were.
Yes, you did.
Bottomley, unless you want to be killed, you'll be well advised to mind your own business.
Ah.
The subject of silverfish was not even being discussed at all, Stamford. What a... here it is, late again.
Yeah.
Well, listen, silverfish, silver bottle, green bottle, just sit down there in your place and keep quiet.
Yeah.
Yes, what?
Yes, my name's not Silverfish.
Isn't it? All right, well, I didn't say it was. I know what your name is only too well.
Yes, it's green bottle.
Yes, I know it is, and I sometimes wish it was water bottle.
Yes,
I said I wish it was water bottle.
Why?
Well, then you might dry up occasionally.
Yeah.
See? That was rather good. The water bottle, dry up occasionally. See? There was... No. All right. Just because I crack a joke, there's no need for that forced laughter. You boys have got absolutely no respect for me whatsoever.
No, sir.
Well, you never seem to show any of it.
Oh, we're just naturally retiring.
Yes, I suppose you are. What? Retiring? You'll be naturally expiring if you're not very careful.
Yes.
Yes, and you too. Look at the blackboard, green bottle.
Yes.
Right, well, we'll read it out aloud, that heading.
Heading?
Yes, go on.
Yes, you must. The House of Tudor, 1485 to 1603.
Good. Now, that's as far as we got.
We got a bit further.
Did we?
Yes, sir. Silverfish are 3 and 6 a pound.
Oh, exactly.
Oh, they are not.
No, I mean, listen.
Ow!
I don't usually have to give you the stick for being cheeky, Stanford. But if you keep that up, you'll get some more. That was just rubbish.
Yes, well, I know that.
What?
That silverfish weren't 3 and 6 a pound.
All right. Well, we all knew that. Stanford was only just trying to waste time. Anybody with any brains knows that silverfish are not 3 and 6 a pound.
Yes, because if they were, my mother would be a millionaire.
Would she?
Yes, we got thousands of them.
Well, look, I don't care if you've got millions of them. Stop talking about them.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, well, my name's not Silverfish.
No, but I... let's...
Apparently,
just telling you to stop talking doesn't mean a thing to you. The only language you understand is the stick.
Yes.
Well, look out or you'll get some more of it. Now, that heading on the blackboard simply means this. That the House of Tudor began in the year 1485... and ended in the year 1603. That is, it occupied over 100 years, or to be accurate, 118.
Yes, well, our house was built in 3 weeks.
Was it?
Yes, of course it was.
What? Greenbuck, will you keep quiet? We're not talking about how long it took to build the house. This House of Tudor lasted for 118 years. Is that better?
Yes.
Good. And actually, it wasn't a house at all.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it doesn't mean house in the sense that you mean. It means like house, or rather, house.
Oh, house!
Yes, I think that, you know, that the House of Tudor was... means the people that lived in that period, sort of thing, but not in the house. Follow?
Like gypsies.
Yes, gypsies, or people like... No! Gypsies?
Yeah.
Bottomley, are you trying to change the subject?
No.
Well, what are you talking about?
Well, you reckon it wasn't a house?
Yes.
Well, gypsies don't live in a house.
Don't they?
No, they live in tents.
Tents?
Yeah, tents.
But listen, I...
Well, you know, the heroine's tied to the railway track.
The heroine?
Yeah, and the train's coming.
Is it?
The villain says, you're in my power now.
The what?
Just then the hero rushes up on his motorbike.
Listen, have you gone mad?
No.
Well, what on earth is all that?
That's tents.
Tents?
Sure, the music goes...
Listen, Bottomley, will you... You seem to have taken complete leave of your senses. This place is developing into a madhouse. First, you start to talk about gypsies, you tell me that they live in tents, and then you explain a different sort of tents altogether.
Yeah, well, can I help it if I'm versatile?
Versatile? You're a cheeky idiot, that's what you are, and what all that da-da-da-da-da-da-da business was about, I don't know.
That's the music they play in a tent scene.
Oh, is it?
No, it's not.
No, I shouldn't think it was.
No, they play da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yes, of course. No, listen, bottom it, that's Green Bottom. Serves you right, Green Bottom. Look, I wish to goodness you boys had settled down and let us do some work. I don't know what this place is coming to. Everybody in the place is trying to make a noise like a brass band.
I wasn't, sir.
Oh, weren't you? Well, that's probably only because you don't know any music.
Yes, I do, sir.
Oh, do you?
The farmer's in the dell.
The what?
The farmer's in the dell.
Yeah, but listen, will
you...
I can't stand much more of that, and I can tell you. Now that you've all had a sing, perhaps we might be able to get back to this House of Tudor.
Yes. Yeah.
And I don't want anybody to ask me what street it's in either.
Don't you know?
I've lost the address, but... No! So keep quiet, Bottomley. It's not in any street at all, and you know it.
Ah.
Yes, ah. Now, what sovereigns were on the English throne during the House of Tudor?
Oh, me.
You weren't on the throne. Yes, you.
Let me see now.
Well, go on. Well, first of all, how many were there?
How many?
Yes.
One.
One?
Yeah.
What, in the whole house?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yes, well, my mother won't stay in the house by herself.
Oh, won't she?
Well, it couldn't have been her.
No, now, who else was there? No! Listen, we are not talking about your family, Greenbottle, so keep quiet. And Bottomley.
Yeah?
There were five sovereigns in the House of Tudor.
Five?
Yes, and I say sovereigns because of the five of them weren't all kings.
Oh, Oliver Cromwell.
Yeah, no!
Well, he wasn't a king.
No, I know he wasn't. And I'm very pleased to see that you're trying. But what I mean was that there were not all kings, that there were two queens.
Two queens?
Yes. Now, that ought to be a cue to you. Now, come on.
Well,
go on, Bottomley, try.
There were three kings and two queens.
Yes. Now, what's that?
Fuller! Yeah, full-on king.
So it is.
Deal in, Greenbottle.
Next hand.
All in for a jackpot.
Whose deal?
Mine.
No! Stop talking like that! What on earth's going on here? We're not playing poker?
No.
Well, what are you talking about?
Yes, well, three kings and two queens is a full hand.
All right. Well, nobody said it wasn't, but it just happens that this is an educational school and not a poker school.
Ah.
Yes, Al. Look, and if I have any more nonsense like that, you'll all be kept in. That was disgusting.
Yes, sir.
You mind your own business, Stamford. We can play poker if we want to. We don't... No! This has got nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
And you can stop talking too, Greenbottle.
Yes.
The House of Tudor was made up of five sovereigns, starting with Henry the VII.
Oh, yes!
Oh, all right, Brainstorm, you appear to know all about this. Who was the next one?
Henry the VI.
Exactly, Henry the... No! Listen, how on earth could Henry the VI come after Henry the VII?
Yes,
Well, it'd have to be a higher number, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes, of course it would.
Oh, at last he's got some brains.
Yes.
Well, who was it?
Louis the 14th.
Of course, Louis the 14th.
No!
Greenbottle, can't you say anything sensible?
Well, that's a higher number.
All right, well, so it might be, but Louis the 14th was a Frenchman.
Yes, but that's not my fault.
Isn't it?
No, of course it's not.
Yeah, look, nobody said it was, you idiot. But we happen to be talking about the kings of England.
Yes, well, Louis the 14th might have been the king of England.
Oh, might he? Well, he wasn't.
No, but he's only got Robin Hood to thank for that.
Yes, well, I know that as well as you... Who? Robin Hood?
Yes.
Robin Hood had nothing whatever to do with Louis the 14th.
No, I know he didn't. That's what made him hostile.
Made who hostile?
Napoleon.
Oh, so Napoleon's in this too now, is he?
That's why he started the Hundred Years' War.
Who, Napoleon?
No, Louis the 14th.
What?
Yes, and if he'd won it, he'd have been the King of England.
Who, Louis the 14th?
No, Robin Hood.
What? Greenbuck, are you serious about all this, or are you just trying to waste my time?
History's my best subject.
History's your best? Listen, the other day you told me that poetry was your best subject.
Yes, but I've seen the picture since then.
The picture?
Yes, Robin Hood and his 40 thieves.
What?
No, Robin Hood and his merry men. And now, I reckon that if Robin Hood had done what he said...
Well, that seems to be the only way I know of keeping you quiet. Every word you've just uttered is nothing but flapdoodle, the whole lot of it.
No, it's not.
Now, look, don't try and justify it, Greenbottle, or we'll be here all night. I really believe that you were just pulling my leg the whole time.
No, I wasn't.
Weren't you?
No.
Well, what possible justification could you have for mentioning Napoleon in the middle of all that jumble?
Napoleon?
Yes, why mention him when you were talking about Louis the 14th and Robin Hood?
Yes, well, you said Louis the 14th was a Frenchman.
Did I? Frenchman? All right, well, so he was.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, well, so was Napoleon.
So he was. No! Greenbuck.
Yes?
Do you mean to tell me that you mentioned Napoleon simply because he was a Frenchman?
Yes, well, so he was a Frenchman.
All right, well, I know that. Oh, what's the use of trying to talk to a jackass? Why didn't you mention Maurice Chevalier?
Yes, I...
Why didn't you mention Maurice Chevalier?
Maurice Chevalier?
Yes, he was a Frenchman.
Yes, but he wasn't Robin Hood.
Wasn't he?
No, it was Errol Flynn.
Errol Flynn?
Yes, I saw the picture.
That's right.
Yes, Maurice Chevalier wasn't even in the picture.
Will you boys stop that noise and clear out of here? If we stay in here much longer, Greenbottle will probably tell us that Queen Anne was the King of the Belgians because Joan Crawford was born in Holland.
Oh, she was not.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.